As I indicated, we now put our eligibility guidance into the MPEP. We published some general interim eligibility guidance in 2014. The most recent was December of 2014. We updated it a few times, and then we issued some memos in 2016. And all of those materials have now been put into the MPEP, into Section 2100. Specifically, most of it goes into 2106. It is current with the case law as of August of 2017. Basically, during the MPEP editing process, there's a point at which you have to close it and then begin the final approval and publication process. And that's when it stopped, was in August. It took basically until the end of January to get it finally approved. The MPEP has to be approved not only within the USPTO, it has to be approved by OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, and DOC before we can publish it, and those didn't occur finally until the end of January. So that is why there's something of a gap between August and the end of January. The general organization of the MPEP is that 2103 discusses eligibility, but just in the context of examination in general. While patent eligibility is important, it's just one of the patentability requirements. There are other patentability requirements that play a major focus, novelty, non-obviousness, adequate written description or disclosure, and definiteness. So we try to instruct examiners that we want complete examination. We don't really want them to focus on eligibility to the exclusion of the other requirements. 2104 discusses the various requirements of Section 101. In addition to eligibility, there is utility, there is the same invention, double patenting. So, subject matter eligibility is just one aspect of Section 101.